Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the men's room.
Get it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The Drippers, the Grasshoppers, the Hip Ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Say hello, welcome in, listeners. Now, 90 of Rock, California's rock station in beautiful Sacramento, California. Also, Rock 100.5, The Cat in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. And our friends at 97.9 CPR Rocks in Biloxi, Mississippi. Big show for you. Bad jokes on the way. Ted versus the FCC. Today, it's all about the good news. What good news or good thing has happened to you lately? 844-999-OLA.
And we got a couple of comments. Says, good things. I'm packing for an all-girls camping trip this weekend. I came across three baggies of mushrooms in my freezer. Hashtag score.
Okay.
No, you're right. That's always
good news.
It's like every time we put on a winter coat for the first time, right? You find a bud or you find 20 bucks. Either way, it's always.
Or an edible.
Yeah, you were all worked up the other day.
Mine's always the suit jacket.
Oh, whatever.
Because I don't know where I was last time, but I think it must have been a wedding or whatever.
But you brought a joint.
Like, oh, look at that. How about that?
After 2 years of trying, I finally got my dream job at a recreational marijuana shop. Good for you.
Nice.
People do have different levels of what they need for good news. This guy says, I'm a plumber. I have to go under houses in the crawl space. Just the other day under a house, not a single dead animal. Best day ever. I ordered a 6-piece chicken McNugget from Wendy's a couple of days ago. Guess who got 7 nuggets?
Oh, my man. Right. Score. Mm-hmm.
And this one, my good news, my wife asked me for a divorce.
Oh, wow.
That's his good news.
What good news or good thing has happened to you lately? 844-999-OLA.
I don't know if that's a laugh or be sad.
No, it means good things. To him, it's good news. Yeah. So you go, man, that's great. Like, if you're happy, you're happy that she asked you for a divorce, that's fantastic. I'm glad for you. Hello, Michael. Welcome to the men's room.
White bread, creamy butter, and Nutella, gentlemen.
Hola!
So, depends on your definition of recent, but 2 years ago, I got basically a free ride to the Bahamas, but in kind of staying with the spirit of the opening, Frill, it's because I had to go to work there.
What's wrong with that? Look, man, we've all got to work, so if I've got to work, if they said, hey, man, look, you have to do the radio show from the Bahamas, I'm okay with that. I'm cool. What kind of work
do
you do?
I think we're all okay with it.
Well, the work was, it's called, basically, it's wrapping the balconies of a hotel, is what it is, with carbon fiber.
All right.
So we're out there in the heat and humidity for 10-hour days, basically.
How long were you down there?
A month.
Is it hurricane-proof, more importantly?
It was around the time that, what hurricane was it during the
you name it.
June, July?
There's only been three major ones at that point in time, that last summer, so.
That summer hurricane?
Did the stuff stay up that you put up?
Let's just say work conditions were, less than ideal down there. So the contractor, we'll just say safety was a suggestion, more than a requirement.
What was the good news?
Well, I mean, it was all free, and I did get to see a lot of the island, but the thing that really dragged me down is I was there because I had to work.
I know, but what's the good news?
We said, what good things
good
happened,
news.
Right?
What's the good news?
So on some level, you believe that being in the Bahamas for work is good news, but everything you said, you have said with great disdain.
You went to Atlantis, you got laid, they gave you free food, you won $1,000 at the slot machine, you went to the beach after that, then you got laid again, you know what I mean? The good news.
The good news. Well, I mean, I came back and,
There's not good news.
Listen,
Jesus God,
you had to work in the. I understand the working conditions weren't great. I had to go to Costa Rica once for it. Everything went wrong. It was particularly dangerous there. Guess what? I had a great time, and I would do it again in a freaking heartbeat. Aw, see, yes, I would.
We probably
see. Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, I get it. Like, right, the conditions weren't great. But in the end, first of all, you called us to tell us the good news, and your good news, at least at the outset, was that you got to go to the Bahamas.
The reason that you were taking care of a hotel is because people go on vacation there because it's so nice.
And then you told us that it sucked.
I don't know.
Oh, man. Jesus. Oh, God. It was hot. Yeah, it was hot because you're in the Bahamas.
You want to touch my what and do what to it?
Yeah. All right. It's like, oh, my God, I went to Cabo. It is so hot in Mexico in the summer when I was on break for 2 weeks.
So I had to go to Senior Frogs and just drink Pilsners all day.
I had a threesome, but one was a brunette. Right.
You know me, I'm a blonde guy.
So I'm a bucket list, I can't check it all. Okay.
We only did it 5 times.
And I won $10 million in the lottery, but after taxes, I only got $6
million.
I mean, like, damn. I walked on the moon, but I was the second man on the moon.
Right?
You know? He's that guy.
Oh,
like, good Lord, man. You're on, yeah, but I was the second.
And it's footprint cold. It's was cold already there. It looks, it's black and white like you see in the pictures.
Can you imagine Tom Brady? Like, Tom, how do you feel after winning the Super Bowl?
Well, it's my fifth.
Oh, no, he's on 6 now.
Oh, it's my 6th. I can't even keep count.
It's weird to get my other hand fitted for a ring. Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's fun, but these seasons are long.
I mean, I've been to 9, you know, so winning 6 isn't that good of a ratio.
I go to my California mansion and have sex with my supermodel wife.
And everyone keeps calling me a goat. It's just not fair. I mean, everyone says they look like an animal. I don't think I look like, I hate being Tom Brady.
That's why John Elway's always been the horse. I'm the goat.
And he's a Bronco. I mean, it was manifest destiny. He played 14. I mean, think how pretty. He was his own mascot for the entire time. Oh, the Bronco pulled off his helmet. Mascot time.
Well, then, and then
when the defense is on the field, give John the T-shirt cannon.
And then Shannon Sharpe showed up.
Right.
Who's got the body of a stallion, by the way. Just put John Elway's horse on him. You got some kind
of... call me Mr. Ed.
What good news or good thing is happening lately? 844-999-OLA.
Well, in all defense, though, that is how Belichick sounds.
Yeah, we go to the next week. You know, we won 6 of these things.
There's one day a year at the parade where he like smiles. That's it.
Yeah, a lot of
does
people.
He cut his own sleeves or does someone else cut them for him?
Oh, you know, Belichick. Cut him for
him. Oh, I disagree.
You think he's cutting his own?
Yes,
I do too.
Really?
Because he's cutting way too high.
And you know, he loves fashion.
Really?
Yeah,
no
a thrill turned me on to it. Like, in his personal life, he's all about high-end suits and this and that.
Get out of here.
When he's on the field, he looks like the guy telling you what someone did wrong the last time you had someone fertilize your lawn.
He looks like the assistant wrestling coach at a high school.
But I will say this. Like, that's the thing about the guy I kind of respect, or do respect, that he's so much about work that I think he likes looking kind of like he's just a blue-collar guy. Now, granted, he's not. He's a millionaire, but...
Right, multi. What good news or good thing has happened to you lately? 844-999-0. Let's try this again. We thought this would be an easy question.
Good news.
Yeah, this is...
Something good.
This is not going the way we thought.
Hello, Anna. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola. Someone said we just talked to Eeyore.
Yeah.
Yeah, you legit sound like Eeyore.
Please do this well. Answer the question so we're happy.
Okay, so life is so good right now, guys. Like, so good.
Okay, well, don't rub it in.
Yeah,
I mean, like,
too far.
Can we find a part? Just give us good news without making us feel like our lives are incomplete.
Okay. So I'm coming up on my 2-year anniversary at my dream job, and in October, I will be marrying the best man in the world.
Well, obviously, that last part's not true, because you're talking to the best man in the world right now. So, hate to drop that on you, but what is the dream job that you got?
I am a cake decorator, and I work in a bakery.
Oh, I thought you were going to say you worked at a sleep study.
No. That would be awesome, but not what I went to school for.
So how long have you been a cake decorator?
Professionally and as a hobby.
Oh, just whatever. In total?
Yeah. Where are you getting paid for?
Total about 10 years.
All right, that's cool.
What is it about cake decorating that you like? Like, it's always fascinating to me that people can do it, but it blows my mind that people want to take the time to learn how to do it.
Well, for me, it's because... Part of my problem is I have ADHD, so anything that makes me zero in and focus is amazing. And that's what I love so much about baking and decorating is that it makes me focus.
Okay. Do you focus more when you're high?
What's that?
Do you focus better when you're high?
I've only been high once, and it was awful.
No, then. Okay. All right.
Okay. I think that is a no.
Have you ever done any cakes that weren't necessarily happy cakes, or that were, maybe they were happy, but they were just unusual? Like, is there anything like
a penis or anything like that?
A divorce cake, or I don't know, like, you know. Congrats on your C-section.
I've done plenty of cakes for funerals. I'd have to say one of my favorite cakes, because I work in a big box store, so I have to keep everything pretty G-rated.
Okay.
The most fun cake, I kind of used a loophole and made a cake for this lady and drew an anatomically correct set of ovaries on a cake.
You know, nothing makes me want to eat cake more than something that makes me think of ovaries
What was the occasion, if you don't mind me asking? Fallopian days? I mean, what was going on?
I believe it was for her daughter's birthday, and this family had a really interesting sense of humor, and I just kind of ran with it.
All right.
Interesting is not the word I would use.
What, by the
wrong,
way,
sick.
Maybe they wanted to keep the cake for themselves. They didn't want other people eating it, and the best thing they could come up with is to put something on the cake like
that. What is the decoration that people want on a funeral cake?
It's usually just flowers and the person's name.
So it's not like a Jolly Roger with a skull and crossbones?
So you're basically eating their name when they're dead?
Pretty much. Their name and some flowers.
I think, like, how dead do you want someone to be?
I think you do the face cake like we had today for a cheese party.
Sure.
Because I think, you know, like, you want to eat that guy's nose. Like, someone's going to have to take
like the Steve-O pose, right? Like, the two thumbs up, like, I'm dead.
I mean, can you imagine being in a funeral and you're eating the dude's eye on a piece of cake?
Hey, when you decorate cake, is she still there?
No.
Oh.
What do you want to know? I can answer for you.
Well, I wanted to ask her the difference between decorating a cake and a giant cookie, and if there is one.
You want a giant cookie?
These are the hard-hitting questions.
Are there still giant cookies?
Oh, yeah.
I would love one.
Yeah, it's the best.
They used to have giant cookie stores everywhere.
Well, I don't remember people decorating cookies.
Remember they're like a pizza box, you know what I mean?
No, I remember that, but no one decorating it. You know what I mean?
Like, it was all white icing.
It was just a cookie.
No, there's like, you can get messages on there and stuff. Like, a happy birthday. It's a giant cookie.
Happy birthday. It's a giant cookie.
It was my fantasy for years. I had one. I had one at that going away party. And then my brother got one. I'm telling. That's why, dude. This was a good question.
Okay, all right.
Is it a separate person? Do you do both?
Yeah.
Like, I can only decorate cake.
What good news or good thing has happened to you lately? 844-999 Ola. More your calls on the way. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hola, bitches. You're listening to The Men's Room.
Oh, good news, good news. Richard Bear of Charlotte, North Carolina says he rarely plays the lottery, but he won the $250,000 prize. Only stopped because my wife asked me to get a Powerball ticket. Yeah, because the jackpot was so high for a Powerball. But he was at the Quick Trip store and decided to also buy four Carolina Black scratch-offs while he was there. Bear said his fourth scratch-off...
North Carolina Black scratch-off.
That's it, was the big winner. He said he noticed the ticket...
This is the ones I always buy to scratch at them.
...had matching numbers, asked his wife what that meant, and she said, I think it means you won a prize. I told her, well, I guess we've just won $250,000. She was in shock and just kept looking back and forth to me and the ticket. Lottery stated on its website that Bear claimed his prize on Monday in Raleigh, and after tax withholdings, he received $176,000. What does Bear plan to do with the money? I want to travel while I can enjoy myself. My wife has always wanted to go to Italy since that's where her descendants are from, and now I can take her. He stopped at the Quick Trip store after learning that he was diagnosed with stage 4 cancer.
Look, we didn't say it ends, but something good happened.
Yeah, totally.
On an otherwise gloomy day.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, let's face it.
Mm-hmm. Our question today, what good news or good thing has happened to you lately? 844-999-OLA.
A couple more comments. The first one says, what a stupid-ass question. You really think anyone has anything good to say these days? We find happiness through bitching, don't you know? Followed by, my good news is that I recently found out that my wife is pregnant for the second time.
Whose is it?
I don't know. That's what I was going to ask him. Are either of these kids yours? Because that could change. 2 months sober today.
Oh, good news.
Congratulations on that. My check engine light turned off.
Hey, you didn't even have to go
you
in.
You know, man.
All right.
I don't care who you are. Your check engine light pops on. And for 7 months, you will comment to everyone, right, man, my check oil light. Because you're not going to check
someone's
your oil.
Someone's going to point it out to you, hey, man, you got a check engine light on there.
But what you say is for 7 months, man, my check oil light. Have you checked your oil? No, it's waiting for it to go off. And then finally it does. And then people celebrate. I'm like, it could be that the fuse burned out.
Or you're out of oil.
And someone says, I finished my pest control license, opened my own business, I subcontracted other companies, and for once in my life, employers are calling me, trying to hire me, not the other way around.
Good news.
Yeah, not so bad. Hello, Brady. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
So, after a few years of kind of hovering and going through some rough times, mostly because of very poor decisions on my part, I finally found a woman that I was able to be with in a healthy relationship. Believe it or not, those do exist. We had a beautiful baby girl 6 months ago, and at the beginning of this month, I started a new job, picking up biomedical waste, and we moved in together. So things are looking
cool.
Up for me.
Does that mean, like, if I get a kidney, you know, or something removed out of my body, that you come and pick it up?
Well, and bring it back to you, maybe.
Okay.
Hey, sir, you dropped something. I believe this is your kidney. You know, actually, right before the show started, Ted and I saw this news story. We're just going to ask your opinion. They're still investigating. It says, possible human hearts, which would tell me then maybe pig as well, but possible human hearts found in an alley in Chicago near the Loop, which is right downtown. This is not the outskirts. We're talking downtown. I'm guessing. Okay. Now, we have not rechecked yet, but either there's a serial killer or somebody really crazy in Chicago, because that's what they need. Or I'm guessing that somebody like yourself, like, I don't know, dropped the case or whatever it is.
Or got their car stolen. Or got their car stolen.
Right, right.
And then, you know what I mean, looked at this and said, I don't need these.
But I would like to think that it's going to be something along the lines of your work.
I mean, Cartago just said 100 cars are stolen.
So, yeah.
I mean, it's Chicago. I mean.
Well, that's why.
That's the problem, right?
Like anywhere else, we would be comfortable that somebody in the medical field drops something that someone needs, right? But in Chicago, we're like,
this could be bad.
I mean, it's a 50-50 shot at best, I think.
Okay.
Have you now, when you pick up medical waste, do you know what's in the container?
No. They all have to be sealed and shut and bagged up. And for the most part, we pick up sharps and stuff like that. We don't generally pick up body parts, but I suppose it could happen.
But how do you know? I mean, I would say, like, just to make you comfortable, I'd say, oh, yeah, there's no body parts. But deep down, you don't know. It could be a bucket full of hands.
Well, yeah, I mean, I did stop by one place the other day that we went back to their storage area where all their medical bins were, and they started taking these plastic bags of, I couldn't tell you exactly what it was, from the freezer and filling up their bags.
What did you think it was, though, when you just your glint? And I know the bag's probably somewhat frosty, but, like, what did your gut tell you?
Let's just say it was a women's clinic.
Oh.
So I don't know, and I prefer not to.
Okay, let me ask you this. You said you were making poor decisions. What was the root of your poor decision-making, do you believe, before you met your current girlfriend?
I went through a rough patch with a divorce and a poor decision to move when I was, you know, broke from Alaska to here. So
okay, all right. Well, I'm glad things are on the up and up, man. Congratulations.
Yeah, the few things feel better than getting out of your, this is still the result of my bad decisions phase.
Yes. Well, what good news or good thing has happened to you lately? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Eric. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, how's it going?
Hola.
Hey, so long story short, I received some good news 2 days ago. After about 3.5 months of my beautiful and lovely ex dragging me around in court, the judge finally dropped the case against me. She falsely accused me of DV, and here we are. I'm thankful the judge was able to see through her lies and whatnot, and walking away with my hands clean.
How long did you have to go through all of your legal stuff?
I was just sort of like 3.5 months. I mean, it was a lot longer than I wanted to, but she kept bailing. She came up with one excuse the first time that she didn't have time to do this, that, or the other. And then she ended up leaving the state and couldn't make it to court. And I don't know, it was all sorts of craziness.
was a good time.
Okay, well, I'm glad you're out of that, whatever it was.
Yeah.
Anything legal. Yeah. Anything legal is good when it's done, man.
I guess so, yeah.
Whether you're going to be the beneficiary of the end result or you're going to be the antagonist of it, one way or another, when it's done, you're just glad that it's over.
Yeah.
Right?
I don't think I've ever walked out of court the winner.
What have you had to go to court for?
I've walked out the winner
in the sense that a charge was dropped.
Okay,
and it's a weird feeling because, look, obviously I agree with the judge's opinion. Yeah, we should drop that. But it's still, it's not like it was a fun thing. It's not like you feel
vindicated.
Good. You don't. And, like, you're glad the things aren't going to get worse. But then you walk out and it's one of those things, well, now I'm just pissed off. Right?
I think it depends what you go to court for. Right? If you're in divorce court or something, then right, it's probably gonna suck.
Right.
But like for me, this is my two favorite words. Unsupervised. Is that one word or two?
One.
All right. Unsupervised probation.
Oh.
I walked out like, yeah.
Released on their own recognizance.
I wish I had that one. Oh, I got one more. Our states don't have, or the state you're moving to doesn't have an extradition treaty with us. Oh, so it's unsupervised.
Unsupervised, no extradition. So in other words, I'm going to be just as dirty as I can be.
He's leaving. We don't have to worry anymore. What good news or good thing has happened to you lately? 844-999-OLA.
I called the state of Maryland, specifically, you know, Baltimore jail. I said, hey, it's been 2 years. Do I have to fill out any paperwork or is it just all good to go? Has it been 2 years? Yeah. Well, then you're good to go.
Sorry.
I mean, it's a legal thing. I was just checking.
Sorry.
Damn. So going to the DMV there.
Right.
What?
Hello, Justin. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
So let's see here. Next month, I'm going to be a dad.
Is that right? Cool. Have you been a dad before?
No, this is my first kid. Me and my wife have gone through a law.
Okay. How old are you?
27, will be 28 in June.
Okay, so
you're going to be 40 in July.
You've got 1 month, right? Don't you said 1 month?
1 month.
You've got like 1 week right now, because you can't not be there for the 3 weeks before that. But you could take like a weekend right now to Portland, to Vegas. But after that, you're not going anywhere for a really long time. So I would suggest if you want to go fishing, go fishing. Whatever you want to do, do it now.
Do you know if it's a boy or a girl?
Boy. So it'll be the first boy on my wife's side and then the first grandkid on my side.
Oh, you okay. Just lucked out. Dude, you just became the favorite child. This is how I usurp my brother. I want you to understand one thing, all right? My brother has always been a very good human being. He is a very good man now. He was a very good kid when we were growing up. I have always been awful, and it's just that easy. That's how you break it down. So growing up, my parents didn't have to say anything. He's clearly the favorite because he doesn't cause problems.
Sure.
He does well in school. Like, everything you could say about him, you're like, and I'm proud to tell you. And with me, it's kind of like, well, he didn't get any D's. Like, that's basically how it broke down.
Yeah.
Then I had kids. They couldn't tell you my brother's name. He's meaningless now. I just wrote him out of the family. I got kids, bro.
That's right.
The parents care about me. And actually, they don't even care about me. They just have to go through me to get to the kids. See how you win? Mm-hmm. So that first grandkid, dude, the rest of your life, it's coasting.
And don't be nervous putting that crib together. What could go wrong?
Oh, we were to put the crib together. We got it secondhand. I already had to go buy parts for it.
Yeah, you know what, man?
Did you do a good job?
Sounds solid.
Yeah, exactly.
No, man, look, it sounds stupid. It's not to freak anyone out. But, like, before you have, especially your first kid, because you just don't know what you're in for,
what you're doing.
But you try to buy a certain amount of crap in advance, obviously a crib and all this. But you're putting the crib together. And like anything, you go on, this is the first time I read Consumer Report was about anything for my kids, right? Because it's different to say a dishwasher doesn't work versus whatever, like Fisher House just recalled.
Sure, sure.
Where people are dying, all right? So you go through this, and this crib gets rated, whatever gets rated. And you're going with some amount of confidence, but as I'm putting it together, that's when it occurred to me. Do they recall this crib because there's something fundamentally wrong with the design of the crib?
Or fundamentally wrong with the way you're supposed to put it together?
Or is this on me? Because I'm putting
it together. It won't matter in the long run. That won't be the issue.
But this is the thing. Like, I put together IKEA furniture before, and like most of you, I didn't read the directions. There's still two screws left, and you go, right? And you just put it up anyway. Now I have the crib where I'm trying to follow it through, having never followed anything through from beginning to end, and I'm like, oh my God, I don't want to kill my kid, but this is on me.
I put a car seat in at one point in time, and I mean, I strapped that thing in so tight that it was time to move that car seat out and put in a larger car seat, because that one just held like a handheld, you know, whatever.
The
car seat kind of where they're not facing forward. When I took that thing off, man, there was an indentation in my seat. And from the time that I had that car, even after the car seats were taken out, that indentation was still in that car seat from how tight I strapped that thing down, because I thought, you know, like, I don't want to be the dad that, you know what I mean, gets in a wreck. And
now, I don't know if they still do this, but we could not physically leave the hospital until a member of the armed guy walked out and checked to make sure that the car seat was in right.
Oh, that's a good idea. And,
no, I mean, just to make sure you have it in right. Nice. It turns out we did. No, that's great. But I thought, you know, when I was born, basically, my dad could have had a cigarette in his mouth, right?
Made you stand up in the front seat.
You wrapped me in an asbestos blanket,
right?
Put me on the lap in the front seat and said, have a good life.
What good news or good thing has happened to you lately? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Robert. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
My son is 18 months old as of today, and he was born with a growth hormone deficiency.
So what is that, like dwarfism, or what would that be?
No, it wasn't a dwarfism. It's nothing like that. It's just that his liver wasn't producing an enzyme that helped him grow for whatever reason. There's no real reason for it. And so he's been getting shots for, I want to say, about 6-7 months now. He gets a shot every single night.
And you got to give him that shot.
I got to give him that shot. And he knows about it, and he expects it, and, like, he handles it like a champ. I'm really impressed with the kid. You know, he handles it well. So we went to the hospital yesterday for his checkup, and the shots are working. He's growing.
Cool. Well, that's exciting. Yeah. So, man, no one wants to do anything medical to their kid.
That is correct.
It's an awful feeling, because basically you just don't feel like you're qualified enough to do it. But after you do things with enough repetition, you get a little bit more confident in what you're doing.
I had to give my daughter an enema, and the way I talk about it, you'd think I perform open heart surgery in the middle of the jungle. I mean, I'm just like, oh my God, if you were anyone else on earth, I'm not doing this. I don't want to do it again. Yeah. I really don't.
No, you don't.
But you are actually giving your kid shots. So how long did it take you to get used to giving your kid a shot? I know, because you know you're doing the right thing. You understand the purpose. But I got to think, when your kid's little and you put a needle in it, they're screaming, they're crying, and they're making every sound you never want to hear your kid make.
Yeah, and he did for about the first week. It was kind of difficult. I wasn't really sure I was doing it right. But
that's comforting.
After about a week, and after I would talk to him about it, and I would explain to him, you know, okay, we got to do the shot, and we made a ritual about it. He takes it after he's done, and he throws it in the container, and he throws the garbage in the garbage can, and so he just got used to the idea that once a day he gets a shot.
You know, every time you do it, he's still looking at you going, you son of a
bitch. One of these days you're going to be walking through, like, Pike Place Market or something. He's going, like, look, Daddy, it's a needle drop-off box, just like at home.
Just like you did, Daddy.
Oh, yeah, we just put it in the box. I mean, there's a bunch of needles. Oh, look. They all have little orange caps.
Or I'll just say something weird, like, my dad used to stab me every night.
My dad used to stab me with needles.
Like, time out.
That's awesome.
Yeah, kids like to say things out of context, for sure. Mm-hmm.
I told you, my buddy's kid fell in a pool. He was fine, but he always goes, I almost died once.
Great.
Right? Like, don't open up with that, man.
My parents are irresponsible. They weren't looking out for me.
It's not always kids. There was a guy, he used to work here. His girlfriend was at a festival with us, and they had the porta potties. And with any porta potty, like, if you're in there and you do not want someone to open the door, there's a very simple lock mechanism on the door, and then on the outside it goes from green to red.
One of the most important locking mechanisms on any
bathroom. Because you're in a public place,
right?
A bunch of people outdoor, and when it's red, I won't even tug on the door. Well, she was a very nice person. She was very nice, but probably not the brightest bulb on the chandelier of life, right? Filament was flickering a little bit. So I open the door, and there she is, like, all spread eagle over the toilet, and I immediately close the door. I'm just like, sorry, man. Like, hey, put the lock on. Okay, no big deal. First, she couldn't figure out how to put the lock on. I'm like, look at the door. It's a flat surface. The one part of the door that's not flat, if you move it over, it's just going to spin. Like, you don't even have to do much. Finally figures it out. No big deal. About an hour later, she's hanging out with a bunch of us, and she's like, about an hour ago, Thrill saw my vagina. I'm like, you gotta stop. Her boyfriend's there. I'm like, dude, it was nothing.
It was amazing. It was the best time. Yeah, exactly. I don't know what we're on, but it was fun.
I kept telling him, and listen, I opened the door. Her skirt was up. She's doing her business. I said, but she said this like five times through the course of the night. I said, man, you got to stop saying it that way. I talked to her boyfriend. I'm like, dude, I didn't even see anything. I just opened the door. She was in there. I saw everything. In full disclosure, I saw everything. As a beautiful, beautiful vagina. Just
absolutely. Was it nice?
Yes. Right. But I kept saying all day, like, I didn't see anything. You got to stop. Yeah, I remember. It was,
you should have elbowed him. Like, way to go.
Hey. Someone else got there.
Yeah, exactly. What good news or good thing has happened to you lately? That was a good thing that happened to you.
Yeah, I guess. In retrospect, sure.
Yeah, sure.
Call that a festival bonus.
Festival bonus.
844-999. All of your calls on the way. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Police officer in Grand Rapids, Michigan, named Austin Limia, recently gave a 9-year-old kid a ride to school after he missed the bus. The kid's name is Thomas Daniel. Austin saw him running after his bus crying because he'd never missed a day of school before. It also happened to be Thomas's birthday, and on their way to school, he told Austin he was worried that no one would show up at his birthday party. It turns out he gets bullied a lot, and unfortunately, he was right. So none of his friends from school showed up for his party that night, but Austin did, and he brought a few other cops with him. So Thomas still had a good time. And it didn't end there, because Austin and the other cops decided to throw him a second party the next day and give him a bunch of cool stuff. He got toys, shirts, and hats with the police department logo, a bunch of Krispy Kreme donuts that spelled out happy birthday, and Austin even brought along a quartet to sing him happy birthday. Thomas says he'll never forget it for the rest of his life, and he called Austin the coolest guy he's ever met. So,
all right.
Bad story turns out to be something more positive.
But does he have friends in school?
No.
I mean, I hear what you're saying. I'm not trying to rain on the parade, man. Yeah. I'm just saying, when he goes back to school.
It's hard to find good news, he says.
Yeah.
What good news or good thing has happened to you lately? 844-999-OLA.
But there is some good news out there, Miles, in the form of some comments. Well, with the exception of one, I'll save that for the end. But it says, Ola Bicholas, I watched my son go from being diagnosed with Asperger's Syndrome and ADHD to graduating high school with no special ed to now getting off all of his meds to go serve in the military. I'm one proud sumbitch.
Nice work.
Went to put cash in a stash spot that's been collecting dust for a while. Found $200 there. Sweet. And all the bitches, my good news is that my penis finally stopped burning when I pee. It's only been 3 months.
All right.
Then here's the, it's a negative one, but kind of an update. We had someone who earlier, they said, and honestly, it's a small victory. My check engine light went off. They checked back in and says, damn it, my check engine light is back on. I got too excited.
Yeah, that's a dangerous game.
You didn't give it enough time.
You don't
want to
jinx it.
Well, just, once you think it's off, it's coming back.
But usually you get like 3 or 4 days, man, not same day, you know?
I remember the old Topaz. She, that engine light came on a lot.
Right. Or what you could do is just check your engine.
I was going to say, I would say check the engine.
But no one does that.
Well, you can't. You have to take it into the dealer. That's the problem.
That's the only reason we don't.
If we could turn that off, we'd turn it off ourselves. What good news or good thing has happened to you lately?
But I'm not saying it's not about getting that light off. It's about there might be something wrong with
your
car.
Your car is telling you, like, I have a sore throat. Like, you'll be fine. Hello, Tim. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
So, I got out of the military in 2017. 2018, I had, or early 2018, I had to drive my car across country to get it back to where I was living at. So I picked it up in California, drove it to Michigan. I got in a car accident in the middle of Wyoming, and it was a terrible, terrible snowstorm. So I, took it to a body shop. They pulled out some metal and everything like that, and I ended up driving it home. Well, I've been putting off getting looked at to see exactly what the problem was, like what all damage the accident actually accrued on my car. and I recently just went and got the boat done, and the only thing that's wrong with my car is a control arm.
That's it?
That's it.
Okay.
I hit a guardrail doing 60, and there was about a foot and a half of snow on the ground. It spun me around in the middle of the interstate, and I have to replace the control arm.
Now, let me ask you this. When you have a one-person car wreck in the middle of Wyoming, how long does it take for help to show up?
So I called my insurance company, and they dispatched a tow truck. But the weather was so bad that there was, like, semi-trucks and stuff, like, literally turned over sideways on the side of the road and everything. And I ended up having to sit on the side of the road in Wyoming for an hour. And then they had to tow me to the post body shop, which was an hour in the direction that I just came from. So after the accident, I had to drive right over the spot where I got an accident, and I almost got an accident in the same spot.
Yeah, there's nothing worse than driving in just horrible conditions, and there's nothing you can do. You can't outrun the weather. You can't outrun Mother Nature. It's just, it's there, it's one of those things where my neck tenses up, my shoulders tense up, I start getting a headache, like I'm white-knuckling, I'm like, oh my God!
But what can make it worse is that you do it in Wyoming. And it's not anything against Wyoming. It's just like almost anywhere else in America, you have a car, you are closer to somewhere civilized than anywhere else in Wyoming. Isn't that the least populated state?
Yes. Well, right. I will say this. Western Maryland, although it is very close to a lot, you're 3 hours away, 2 hours away from major cities.
You are, but you still feel more comfortable.
You're out in the middle of nowhere. I used to work this job in Hagerstown, but I lived in Frederick for a while. Well, the mountain between Hagerstown and Frederick is one of the bigger mountains, one of the last big mountains in the Appalachians before you get to the plains, to the flat
plain. Right.
This mountain, and I worked nights, it would dump. I mean, it'd be December, 17th or whatever. You're coming home, and these just huge white flakes are falling. People are having a hard time getting up this. You can see people spinning out. 18-wheelers are having hard times. It's just like, and you're just like, oh, God, I'm going to die. I'm going to die.
How much were you getting paid at that time?
Oh, that job was $15,000.
Ah, yeah, well worth driving over the mountain.
Big money.
Thrill is right, though. Like, Wyoming, or for me, through the Oregon Outback, like, those places are desolate.
Like, right.
Like, there's nothing out there. At least when you're going over there, there's still going to be rest stops.
They're absolutely.
There's something. Right? Like, cell phone service.
Like, that Oregon Outback is like, you got 100 miles on your own. Nothing.
Better have gas.
You're going to die.
Yeah.
Better have anything you want to eat or drink or anything else.
Yeah, and it's like, if it's will.
Don't do it. Period.
Yeah. What good news or good thing has happened to you lately? 844-999-OLA. More of your calls coming up here in seconds.
Shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.